Welcome back, everybody, to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we are continuing Siman Tzadi Beis, Sifim Dalet through Zayin. We're going to talk about washing our hands before davening and what to do when touching unclean areas during davening and during learning. Says the Mechaber in Sif Dalet, Tzarech lirchutz yodav b'mayim im yashlo. One is obligated to wash his hands prior to davening if water is available. Why is this? Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Yud Gimel. Hatam azeh ayin le'el b'rish tzimin dalid b'mishneh Berurah, where the Mishneh Berurah explains that if there's a concern for touching mekomos hametunafim, touching unclean areas of the body, so we need to wash our hands before davening to make sure that our hands are clean. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says there. There are other reasons that are brought in Rishonim. One is Hikon Nikras Elokecha Yisrael, that washing our hands is a way of preparing for approaching Hashem. And a third reason is that it's that davening, we know, is Keneged HaKorbanos, Tfilos Keneged Korbanos Tiknum, Tmidim Tiknum. And just as the Kohanim used to wash their hands from the Kior before doing the Avodah, so too we're supposed to wash our hands before davening. So there are a number of reasons as to why the Shulchan Aruch says that we wash our hands for davening. So for what tfilos does this requirement apply? Is this true only for Shachris or also for Mincha Ma'ariv? Says the Mishneh Berurah, V'gam l'tfilas Mincha V'arvis, Tzarech Netila, Uchadila Kaman B'reish Lamed Gimel Siv Beis. Mishneh Berurah says very clearly that one should wash his hands for all tfilos. Now, what if you wash your hands for mincha and you're in shul for ma'ariv as well? You're there for a mincha ma'ariv. So if you don't have a hesach hadas between mincha and ma'ariv, then you don't need to wash again for ma'ariv. So says the Mishneh Berurah in Resh Lamed Gimel. As long as you're in shul, we assume that you're not going to have a hesach hadas. And likewise, you wouldn't have to wash between Shachris and Musaf on a Shabbos or Yontif, as long as, again, you didn't have a break. So maybe on Simchas Torah, where you might have a Kiddush between Shachris and Musaf, it would really be better to wash again prior to Musaf. But generally, one would not need to wash again prior to Musaf. What is the status of your tefillah if you don't wash? You don't clean with anything. So does that affect your tefillah? Continues the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Yud Gimel, V'das HaRambam, Dehecha Detzarech Lito Yadav V'lo Natal V'gam Lo Nika Usan Bitzror. The Rambam holds that if you didn't wash your hands, you didn't clean your hands with anything, not even on a stone, Afilu B'di Eved Ein Tefillah So Tefillah. The Rambam says that your tefillah does not even count, that this halacha is ma'akev in the tefillah. V'tzarech Ian L'dina, says the Prima Gadim, V'ayin B'bir Halacha Shabay Arnu Te'ein Chozer Humispal. We paskin not like the Rambam on this matter, but rather that your tefillah would count even if you didn't wash in advance. However, we see from the Rambam that the Rambam seems to take the approach that washing one's hands for davening is part of the proper preparation for davening, and therefore, if you don't have it, the tefillah would be affected. L'halacha l'maisa, we paskin like the Rambam in that you need to wash, but not like the Rambam in that the washing is not going to be ma'akiv your tefillah. How does the washing for davening compare to washing al netilas adayim for food? So take a look at the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Yud Dalet b'mayim ve'ein hanigov me'akev b'zeh k'moshe me'akev b'netilah la'achila. He says that while drying your hands is necessary before eating, as part of the process of netilas adayim, drying the hands is not ma'akev the washing before davening. So even if you didn't dry your hands, you would still have been yotzei the requirement of washing prior to davening. So that is one distinction between washing for davening and washing for food. However, the Mishneh Berurah earlier in Simin Dalet Sif Nun Zayin points out that lechatchila, one should wash the entirety of his hand, up until the wrist bone, just as he would for food. And in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that we try to apply most of the dinim that apply to washing for food to washing for davening as well. So we lechatchila, one would try to use a kli. The kli shouldn't be pagum. You would try to use a Again, as we said here, you would wash the entirety of the hand. However, there is a chiluk that the Shulchan Aruch Harav points out, which is that for davening, you don't need to wash three times on each hand, but rather only once on each hand. That would suffice for the washing for davening.
Is that in here, the Shulchan Aruch Harav?
No, it's not quoted here. The Piskei Tshuvos quotes it from his Siddur, from the Siddur Harav. What was I going to point out? Yeah, that if a kli is not available, certainly I believe that one could be yotze this halacha just by turning on the faucet, washing your hand once on each hand. Okay, so that is the obligation of washing prior to davening. So now the Shulchan Aruch continues with another sniff in this general halacha, which is as follows. Vim ein lo, if he doesn't have water available, tzarech lachzor acharem ad parsa. So you have to walk a parsa ahead of you in order to obtain the water. That's where the water is in front of you. If you have to go backwards, so then you only have to travel up until a mil. But yoser mil eino chozer. You don't have to go more than a mil. This is the third sniff within this halacha. If you're afraid that the Zman HaTfila is going to pass, Yenake Yadav Bitzur O Ba'afar O B'chol Midi Deminake. So then instead of going for the water, you would just clean your hands with anything else that you have, whether it's a stone or dirt, even though that seems counterintuitive. You would think that dirt dirties your hands, but it would remove maybe Tzoa or Meraglayim that might have gotten onto your hands, or O B'chol Midi Deminake, anything that would clean your hands. The Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's Atzal points out that wiping your hands on your own shirt would also be considered midi diminake. That would also be considered fine in terms of cleaning your hands when water is not available. So let's get into the Mishnah Berurahs here on these two snifim. So the halacha that you're supposed to travel up to a parsa ahead and up to a mil backward in order to obtain water. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sift Hezvav, Tzarech v'davka kashi yodea shehim uluchlachos, avo bistam yadai meka b'samachus hivhei, ayin shon. We're going to see very soon that this halacha that you have to travel for water is only when you know that your hands are dirty. But if it's just stam yadayim, you don't know that they're dirty, you don't know that they're clean, it's stam. So then you don't have to travel for the water. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Tes Zayin, Lachzor v'chule, v'im yitztarech ha'yedei zeh lidech achar kach yechidi, o shelo yuchal ha'yedei zeh lehagia limchos chefzo ba'odyom, ein tzarech lachzor klal. We've seen this in the past, that if traveling for the water is going to cause you to have to travel alone, or to reach your destination, to arrive at your destination at nighttime, so then the obligation to travel would not apply. The Shulchan Aruch specifies holich baderech, if you're walking. What about somebody who's riding or traveling in a car? V'rochev dino b'chol zeh k'mahalich b'raglov. With respect to the halacha of washing before davening, we treat all modes of travel the same, meaning that we apply the same shiurim. It's a parsa ahead of you and a mil behind you. We go by the distance, not by the amount of time that it would take, because obviously it would take longer for somebody to walk than to drive. We go by the distance, not by the time, when it comes to the halacha of washing before davening. Gam ein chiluk min derech ra letov. It doesn't matter whether the path is well trodden or not. However, this halacha that you have to travel applies only when you know that you're going to find water. But if you don't know that you're going to find it, then you don't have to go out to begin with. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Yud Ches, la'achorav. When you go behind you, you have to go up to a mill. V'kol shekin kishuhu yoshev bevesa. De'bevade chayv la'achzor l'chatchila acharmayim im yodea shiyadav miluchlachos. If you know that your hands are dirty and you're sitting at home before davening, the same would apply if you're sitting in shul before davening. So then you would have to, again, maybe in shul, the water is clearly readily available. It's right outside. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out, actually, that's not even considered, you know, really like traveling for it. Like you have to at least make a little bit of an effort. But if you do have to travel some distance, so that would apply regardless of whether you're already traveling. Even if you're sitting at home, the chiyuv would apply. But how do we consider Yoshev Beveso? We've seen in the past, we consider Yoshev Beveso like La'acharav, not Lefanov. Because really the ideas of La'acharav and Lefanov is, are you going to go to this place anyway? Lefanov, you're going to go there anyway, because it's on your way. La'achrav, you already passed it. You're not going there anymore. Yoshev Beviso is the same as La'achrav because you had no plans to travel at all. So therefore, we treat Yoshev Beviso just like La'achrav, and you only have to go up until a mil. What does it mean, up until a mil? So says the Mishnah Berurah Yates, ad mil, v'har b'poskim sovrim d'mil atzmo, dino ki yoser mi'mil. Meaning it's ad v'lo ad b'chlal, it's up until but not including the mil. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Chaf, where we said in the Shulchan Aruch that if one is concerned that the Zman Tefillah is going to pass, then he doesn't need to travel, but rather he could just clean with anything. Zman HaTefillah legamri. If you're concerned that it's going to pass entirely, what if you're in a place that has a minion, and if you travel for the water, then you're going to miss the minion? This is another exception to the obligation to traveling for the water, which is that if you're going to miss a minion, then it's better to clean with something else than to go for the water. You should just clean your hands with something else. You shouldn't go for the water because you're going to miss the Zman Tefillah. The Kol Shekein, the Inyan Kriyishma. Certainly, you should not go for water for Kriyishma if you're concerned that the Zman Kriyishma is going to pass. Or clean and read. Many poskim hold that there's a chiluk between davening and Kriyishma. When it comes to davening, so this exception applies only when the Zman in its entirety is going to pass. However, when it comes to Kriyishma, once the Zman arrives, so then if you don't have water readily available, so then you would just clean your hands. You would not need to travel for the water. Chav Bei Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, D'sham Mevor Zman HaMincha, Besos Hashem. We will get there. Talk about Zman Mincha. Okay. Let's see if we missed anything here in the Ha'aros. Give me a second. Looks good. Okay.
What if you walk in and someone else is walking in to be the? If you go wash your hands, you won't be the first 10. So you go into shul and then wash, or?
Good question. I didn't see any talk about that, but I don't see. I don't see why you couldn't go into shul, be the first 10, and then go out to wash, because the washing is really for davening. Right? It's not for entering the shul. You can enter the shul with your daim miluch lachos, but you can't daven again. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch and says, hey, rachatz yad of shachris v'siach daito tzrichim netila letfila im yashlo mayim. So let's say you washed your hands in the morning when you woke up, but then you had a hesach hadas. So then you have to wash your hands again for tefila, if water is available. Afa pi she'inu yodea lohem shum lichluch, even if you don't know that they're dirty, but if you had a hesach hadas, so then you would have to wash your hands v'lo yivarich. But you don't make a bracha on washing your hands for tefillah. Interestingly, there are poskim who say to make a bracha on washing your hands for tefillah, the gra. However, the Shulchan Aruch paskin is not that way. If there is no water available to you, you certainly don't have to travel for the water, because again, this case is where you already washed. You just had a hesach hadas. So the Hesach Hadas forces you to wash again, but not to travel for water in order to wash again. Says the Rama of Afilu Hayu Yadav Muluchlachos V'Not Lan Netfila Eino Mevarich Uched Le'el Semin Vav. The Rama just adds that even if you knew that your hands were dirty and you're washing again for tefila, still you're not going to make a bracha. We never make a bracha on washing our hands just for tefila. Under what circumstances would the Hesach Hadas arise between washing your hands in the morning and shachris? Like when is it considered a hesach hadas? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chav Gimel, v'siach daito rotzo lomar shehiflig harbe bina netila lehatfila ad shesiach daito. There was a lot of time between when you washed your hands when you got up and the tefila that you davened. So then that might be a hesach hadas. V'kol shekein sheshayach hesach hadas bina netila shal shachris letfila samincha. Certainly between shachris and mincha, most likely there's going to be a hesach hadas. Mishnah Berurah in Chav Dalet points out, tzrichim netila dechimen Shisiach Daito Mishmirasan, Yodaim Askanios Hein Vishaminagu Bimakomatinofes. The reason why Hesachadash triggers a new obligation for washing is because we're concerned that your hands touched an unclean area and therefore they would be unclean and you would have to wash them again. Is learning considered a Hesachadas? Is what we do every morning considered a Hesachadas? So the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Lama Gimel points out that if you wash your hands for tefillah, and then you learn prior to tefillah, meaning you wash your hands with the kavana that this washing should also be ole for tefillah. When you wash your hands in the morning, you're washing your hands in the morning because you just woke up. You know, ayin the machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba all the way back in Simin Aleph. And then but you're also having in mind that this washing should also be for shacharis. So then if that was the case and then you learned prior to tefillah, you don't need to wash again. You only need to wash again if you'd never, any time that you washed, you didn't have in mind that you're washing for tefillah, right? You're in morning seder. Okay, and you go to the bathroom a number of times. You wash your hands. But you never had in mind that washing should be for tefillah. So then then after the learning, that would be considered a hesach hadas. You'd have to wash again for mincha. But what we do every morning, as long as your kavana is that the washing that you're doing in the morning should also be ola for tefillah, then the learning would not be considered a hesach hadas. The same is true. This is interesting. Can you double dip? Can you wash your hands for food and have that count as well for tefillah? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman that if you have the kavana that you're washing for the food should also be ole for the tefillah, then that would be good. That would be fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Hei. Litfila. Ava letorah v'lebrachos v'lekriyash ma stam yodayim k'sheiros hein. Stam yodayim, you don't know that they're dirty, so then you don't have to wash them for Torah, for brachos, and for kriyashma. Avo b'simin dala kasav prima gadim, de le kriyashma psulo stam yodayim. Prima gadim is machmir for kriyashma, that for stam yodayim you should wash your hands. Chavav, ein sarich v'chule, you don't have to wash again if you don't have water. Again, if you had a hesach hadas, but you don't have water available, so you should clean your hands with something other than the water. Maybe there's some tzoa or some sweat that is on your hands, and you should clean that. The Shulchan Aruch is mekel only for stam yadayim. If you know that you dirtied your hands, if you went to the bathroom, so then you would have to search for the water as well. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Sevav, you're in the middle of davening and then you remember that you touched a dirty area. It would be sufficient to clean your hands with some dirt or with some stones or rub them on the wall. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin, Ha'omi B'tfila, Afam Omi B'kriyashma B'psuke D'zimra, Aval Im Omi B'kriyashma O'psuke D'zimra, Tzarech Leilich V'litol Yodav. If you're in the middle of Kriyashma B'psuke D'zimra, so then you have to walk and you have to actually procure the water. But if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, so you can't walk, so then you should just wipe your hands on something else. Vinizka Shinaga, Nakat Hachi, he gives the Bidiyevet case, Mishum de Lechatchila, Asr Liga Betfila Gufa Uchdila Kaman. It's Asr to touch dirtied areas in the middle of tefillah. Avalhu adinim nagabat tefillah gufa. If you did touch in the middle of tefillah, again you would clean your hands on something else. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Sev Zayin. Makom metunaf haynu mukomas hamechusin ba'adam lefi sheyash bo'ay mil mulei zeya. What is a makom metunaf? Those generally covered areas on a person that have sweat within them. V'chein imchi kecharosh. If you scratched your head, that would also be considered generally makom metunaf. V'lachin says the Rama aser liga b'mukomas elu b'shal she'omde b'tefillah o usik b'torah. It's aser to touch these places during tefillah or while you're learning. V'chein b'tzasa ozen v'ha'afkiyam ayedei. It's also aser to put your hand, penetrate the inside of your nose or your ear without a tishu or some other cloth. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav Tes, Osek Batorah, the Eved died b'nikyon ba'alma l'Torah v'lebrachos af pi she'yash l'mayim, but the Eved it's sufficient to use anything for Torah and for brachos. Piskei Tshuvos points out that even l'chatchila you could really rely on cleaning it with something else. V'ayin the Ebelsof Semendal Mishnah Berurah, v'im noga b'tid v'ref, esh let's say you touch mud or slime, esh d'afilu l'chatchila sharikach, maybe you don't even have to get rid of it at all. Aval Ebelsof Semendal, it costs off Prima Gadim, tzarek tanakos m'tchila afle de v'etor. Prima Gadim says that if you know that there's mud or slime, you should get rid of it before learning. V'chinir l'hachmer l'chatchila b'ref, says the Mishnah Berurah, Neira L'Chatchila, that we should be machmer. Have a great day.